You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. On the phone line with us, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's start with yesterday's disaster in the corn pit. What happened?
Well, I think just we've always said that the weather is after the 4th of July weekend and what it looks like for pollination and everything along the way generally sets the tone for July. And as we come back yesterday, let's face it, the weather looks ideal for corn pollination. You know, no hot, steamy, no hot weather coming in. Showers forecast for it was. And good weather trumped the oversold condition in the technical market is what happened, and we just saw people continue to sell. And I think that we're seeing that farmers have not marketed a lot of their crop as we look at the commercials position, very light net short for this time of year for what they should be had they bought a lot of farmers' anticipated production.
So I know that you do take a look at the technicals, and the big problem here is that in both the lead option and the December contracts, on the daily and the weekly charts, we now have a gap lower, and that will be difficult.
That will make it extremely difficult, especially as long as the weather stays the way it's acting here. You know, we got 8 tenths of an inch overnight, and this morning over here, east of town over here, they said they only got 3 tenths, and they needed that 3 tenths, but they've been getting just-in-time rains, and, you know, the corn just looks wonderful, and it's tasseling all over, and, you know, just really looking. We heard some reports of an individual over in central Illinois that went out, did the population, and tried to estimate its yield, and it was in excess of 300 bushel.
Yeah. Have you been out to look? I was, you know, if you go out and you slow down, boy, population looks really thick.
The population is tremendous this year. It seemed like every kernel grew, had plenty of moisture, and there are good big stocks there. You know, we had a lot of area that got knocked down with the wind and that a week ago, and as we go back now, it's elbowed there, but it's coming back and coming straightening up, and looks like it's going to still make an awfully good year with, you know, hopefully we don't run into some problems later that knocks it to the ground, but there, even in the bad areas, it's looking good.
We'll hear more about conditions from the statisticians a bit later in the program. What did you think of those numbers yesterday afternoon?
You know, not surprising at all as you drive around and look at the crops. They're just great. Everybody you talk to that's driven here, driven there, they're saying stuff looks really good. I mean, I think there's some areas of Iowa that are rough. I think there's some areas of southern Minnesota that are rough. There's some areas in Ohio and southeast of Indianapolis that are a little rough. But there are so many places that look 20% better than usual. It's not funny, Todd.
Yeah, so we have December corn at 404 and a quarter settlement price. It went down to 402 and three quarters, and on the weekly charts, I think that's the right price, what we go down to. On the weeklies for the December, oh, I've got the July up. On the December for the weekly chart, at this point at least, our low is 402 and three quarters. How much further down do you think we will go? $4, I know, will be a place that people think about, but how much further down can we go?
Well, that's a real good question, what we're trying to figure out here. But $4, if it does not hold, $3.90 to $3.85, you know, is pretty much in the cards very quick as far as the technical picture looks. You know, from there on down, $3.75 is our next point to stop. But an awful lot of people keep throwing $3.50 around. I don't like to use that number, but it is being thrown around a lot in the heat of battle, but I don't think we'll stay down there.
Why is it that old crop soybeans failed in both the July and August today?
Well, rumors of Chinese cancellations out of Brazil, number one. We're seeing that now when we look at things, we had an awful lot of traders long the old and short the new. And basically, once the government sort of said there's enough stocks to get through, you know, we had a terribly wide. I mean, even if you look at it now, July at 1327, August at 1248, and new crop at 1256. You know, there's an awfully wide spread between them, and if we've got enough beans to get there, there doesn't need to be that kind of premium.
And we have the same problem in the November beans that we have in the corn futures, which is, and while it's not nearly so big, it's just a half cent, there still is a gap lower yesterday in both the weekly and daily charts.
Yeah, I mean, the technicals are not pretty as we look at this. You know, July beans, you know, they were below their March lows and triggered more long-term sell signals. The August beans broke through that 1250 support today and stayed down close below that. And, you know, the July expires in just five sessions. So, you know, it's going to be it's rather a bearish outlook, unfortunately, there. And, you know, as we're looking here, we have to remember that Argentina wasn't hardly selling anything. They were saving it because the physical was worth more than what they thought their currency would devalue. And now seeing that great premium go away for nearby stuff, they're even coming into the market and selling into it, too.
And so the rest of the week looks not good to you?
Well, we would hope we might see some just short covering going into the report. Maybe a little bit of support at $4, but, you know, the weather looks ideal. The technicals, as we've just got done saying, don't look too favorable for a rally here. Maybe it's time for a little dead cat bounce, but I think with the numbers that we are estimating they'll be on the WASDE report, it's going to be awfully hard to muster much of a rally.
The report is due out later in the week, I think, on Friday, 11 o'clock a.m.?
Friday at 11 o'clock, one of those silly in the middle of the market trading again.
So. Okay, I think I'll let you go on that note. How about that?
Thanks, Todd.
It's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.